Hello, my name is Liliana Gallegos, and today I will be presenting my theory about what I believe happened to Heyman Lee. On January 13, 1999, Heyman Lee was presumed to be strangled in the Best Buy parking lot and dead by 2:36 p.m., less than 30 minutes after she was last seen. Detectives and authorities believe she was murdered on the 13th of January because she was supposed to be picking up her little cousin after school. However, she never made it. And right after that, she was never seen since. Until a month later, a man named Alonzo Steller discovered Heyman Lee's body buried in Lincoln Park when pulling over to urinate. According to the autopsy report, Heyman Lee's body was discovered on February 9th of 1999. Sarah Koenig, the host of Serial, noted that the body was nearly impossible to spot. Alonzo Steller and his discovery of Heyman Lee also comes off as not just a man who happened to stumble upon a body, but I'll explain this more as I continue. Just weeks after the disappearance of Heyman Lee, Adnan Syed, ex-boyfriend and former classmate of Hay, was convicted and charged with the first-degree murder of Heyman Lee. Surprisingly, what makes me believe of Adnan's innocence is there was not one solid piece of physical evidence that tied Adnan Syed to the murder, but only the testimony of Jay Wilds and cell phone records that allowed authorities to convict Syed for the murder. After listening to the popular podcast Serial and additional research, I have came to a conclusion of what I think happened to Heyman Lee. My theory of what I believe actually happened to Hay is that I believe her physical murderer was Stephanie McPherson, along with the alliance of Jay Wilds and forced involvement of Adnan Syed. The mean of the crime, the how it happened, begins with the connection of the friendship between the three. Throughout Serial, it is repeated that Stephanie is the girlfriend of Jay, and she is a close friend of Adnan. According to the case against Adnan Syed, who is Stephanie McPherson, an article from Molly Michelle reveals that the three of them spent much time together between January 15th up until the day Adnan Syed was arrested. Michelle then continues to announce that Adnan and Stephanie had a past and dated in middle school. The two won prom king and queen together in high school. However, Adnan's date was Hay. This simply reveals the connection between the four, Stephanie, Jay, Adnan, and Hay, and the possible motives to come. Furthermore, Jay Wilds has a criminal record. Not only does he admit to being Adnan's drug dealer in his first interview, but according to Exhibits 22 to 33, the police sheriff and court of Baltimore reveals Jay Wilds' criminal records, including charges with violation of property and driving with loaded firearms multiple times. This then makes the key witness and his testimony less credible, and his purpose to be involved with the murder of Hay more believable, based on his actions which reveal his criminology and mentality. This is how the two, Jay and Stephanie, were capable of committing this crime. Moreover, the motive of the crime was Stephanie's jealousy and rage towards Hay for not only being with Adnan, but Stephanie did not appreciate the way Hay acted towards Adnan after the breakup, where Hay immediately found another boyfriend, Don. Although Jay was her boyfriend, Adnan showed her the love she wanted, like reminding Jay to get her a present on her birthday and being the king to her queen on prom night. Additionally, Stephanie never wanted to be questioned, but she was interviewed once with her parents present. Andrew Davis was capable of getting an interview with Stephanie. On March 10th of 1999, immediately she explained how Adnan was one of her best friends, but what really caught my attention was when it was stated that Miss McPherson thought that their relationship was somewhat odd, as she described Hay as being shallow. Stephanie said Hay was shallow, even months after her death. To me, that means that Hay must have done something to Stephanie that clearly stuck with her throughout all this time. I can only imagine how she thought of Hay when she was alive, again, proposing a motive for Stephanie. Nonetheless, the opportunity. It has been the most difficult trying to pinpoint the exact time and location in which Hay was murdered. However, I have come to my conclusion about who I believe is responsible for the murder due to a forensic biology report revealing DNA test results. Item number 12 on the report is labeled as swabs from the shorter wire. The description states, the swabs from the shorter wire yielded a single source female profile. The profile is that of an unknown female. Stephanie was never tested for DNA sampling and ignored questioning and any interviews as much as possible. I believe that Stephanie is responsible for strangling Hay, and she was capable of doing so after school. Jay had total control of Adnan's car and cell phone, and with the continuous inconsistencies, it is fair to say that they had a whole plan to kill Hay. Once the two had revealed to Adnan what they had done, it made Adnan feel guilty, as Hay was a person who once he loved. He took the blame for not only Hay, but for his best friend Stephanie, the one who was in love with him. Adnan acted forgetful on purpose when he was questioned about what happened on the day of January 13th, 1999. He knew he was going to be convicted, and now he sits innocent for the murder of Hay Min Lee. Thank you.